Thank you for spending your Tuesday afternoon, the 20th of February, with KHSU and with Art Waves. I'm Wendy Butler. In December, Anne Bowne Crawford was named the new California Arts Council director. As lead executive, she will be responsible for promoting the Arts Council's mission to advance the state through arts and creativity by way of its grant programs, services, and initiatives. Anne has spent nearly 40 years as a teacher at the secondary level, and her local arts investment and outreach is known by both youth, teachers, and administrators locally and statewide. Among her experience is being director of the Arcata Arts Institute and the Innovation Design Institute, both programs within Northern Humboldt Union High School District. And this is how we begin our conversation. She joined me Friday by phone from her Arts Council office in Sacramento. I first met you in your role as director of the Arcata Arts Institute, and I am curious, will you remain affiliated with the AAI?
Well, I'm taking a leave of absence right now from the school district as a whole, and I can do a lot of different jobs at once, but both those at the same time, CAC director and AAI director, pretty sure that won't work. So I have an official leave of absence from the district, and Johanna Morrow is the deputy director now for AAI and IDI, the Innovation Design Institute. We have two career pathway programs.
That's right.
At Arcata High, and she's doing both of those while I'm here doing this amazingly big job,
which yes,
I relish here in Sacramento.
Well, then I'm curious, what in your job at AAI do you feel has been important to bring with you to the California Arts Council?
Well, what I bring with me is 4 decades of experience as a teacher, a boots on the ground teacher in visual and media arts, and as a coordinator for arts programs, developing curriculum, creating statewide demonstration models for the state. So, you know, AAI is used as a model statewide, actually nationally, for how we do the dance that we do there in a rural environment in a public school.
Mm-hmm.
I bring the rural perspective to this job, which is increasingly important.
Oh, yes.
Statewide in a lot of different places, in a lot of different scenarios. So I can bring that to it. And I've been building partnerships and kind of cross-pollinating, if you were, and different partners within a community with public schools, with community art agencies, with business, with creative industry. And so there are a lot of analogs to what I did up in Humboldt County, that those same things, those same skills are being put to use here at the California Arts Council.
And I know that you are a founder of the Create California Leadership Council. And I'm wondering, what has this organization accomplished in regard to facilitating a change in educational curricula concerning arts education?
The Leadership Council is a small body within Create California.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally the leadership part of it. Create California itself is a coalition. It's a collective impact model. So it's a coalition of like-minded agencies that, we basically do the same work, but we've been doing it on separate tracks, if you will, and almost in silos, but not always in silos. So Create California has brought together the California Department of Education and CESA, the superintendent's group, California Arts Council, California Alliance for Arts Education. We've brought these organizations together so that collectively we can do our work together and amplify each other's voice and literally have a bigger impact on the work together, working together. A lot of what we do impacts public schools, and that is all centered around bringing creative education into all the core curriculum, building a more robust presence in every school of discrete arts classes. They're rigorous and sequential, and you know, our goal is to make sure that every student, K-12, has access to that type of robust arts education in all the different types of arts education, whether it's dance or vocal music or painting or drawing or digital photography. Kids have access to all of that.
Now, what is the blueprint for creative schools?
So the blueprint for creative schools is a report that the superintendent of public instruction, Tom Torlakson, tasked Create to make for him, to pull together. And it literally is, the report is meant to be a blueprint that can be used by superintendents, by principals, by teachers to form a foundation of how you infuse a whole school with creative education. And there's a kind of a short version and a long version. They can both be downloaded. The larger report is 118 pages. The shorter one, you know, it's about 30 pages. But the mission for that is to help schools prepare students to work creatively in careers, at jobs that maybe don't even exist yet, to be really 21st century people that have all the skills they need in order to stay nimble and flexible and innovative and use their imagination, using technologies that have just come on the scene, using technologies that haven't even been invented yet. And, you know, we keep coming back around in the blueprint that giving kids these 21st century skills to be successful in their lives keeps coming back to a creative education, a place where they're learning how to express themselves and learning how to amplify their own voices and think innovatively.
Ann Baun Crawford, new director of the California Arts Council. She was appointed December 22nd, 2017, by the governor to fill the vacant position. She succeeds former CAC director Craig Watson, who stepped down from the position in March of last year. As we have begun to discuss during our interview, Anne is a founder of the Create California Leadership Council. Create California created a blueprint for creative schools, a report to State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Tom Torlakson, in January 2015. The report is a summary report culminating over 2 years of work by more than 100 people dedicated to creative education and making it possible for all of California's students by making the arts a central component of curricula. And this is where we begin our next part of this interview. I'm Wendy Butler, and this is Art Waves on KHSU.
There was a beautiful task force that we pulled together to work on this. Just amazing group of people that contributed to the whole report that were on the task force.
Do you know if any schools, or if there are schools who throughout the state, or you know, in some areas of the state, that have actually called on the blueprint and have actually utilized the blueprint?
There are several recommendations in the blueprint. I'm trying to remember how many. Within the scope of the blueprint, there are several recommendations in different areas, you know, how to do a visual performing arts curriculum, how to do a media arts curriculum, how to do arts integration best in a school, and how to make sure it's culturally responsive. And the recommendations that are inside of the report can be pulled out individually and used. And I think our whole suite of them can be used. And in that manner, a lot of people are using the report. You know, they can pick and choose what's necessary at the moment, or they can just look at the whole thing and think, you know, comprehensively about a school. But I do know a lot of people I'm always getting asked where they can find it, where they can download it. Can I send it to them?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the very act of creating it, too, had sent out a lot of wonderful ripples. We had a large group of people on the task force, and just the act of being in that think tank and working together and researching and refining our language was impactful on the whole field.
Now, switching over to the California Arts Council, the California Arts Council strategic plan was adopted in 2014. And in summary, it called for leadership in nurturing our state's diverse voices, help with changing state local policies, and evolving CAC programs so they stay relevant. I would like you, if you wouldn't mind, discuss what you think California Arts Council's most important role is at this time.
The beauty of our mission statement is that it's so true to what we want to do here, advance California through arts and creativity. That's a pretty big bucket. And if you look at our grant program, we do encompass a lot of different fields with which to give that support and with which to enhance the state. I think probably at this point in time, creating a place where our work is reflective of all of the diversity in California and is accessible to all the diverse type of populations in California, and then increasing our accessibility to the field is still one of our prime directives.
I was wondering if you wouldn't mind sharing one or two of California Arts Council's most effective programs that you would like to see continue to develop.
Ooh, one or two, that's narrowing it down.
I know. There are so many. I totally understand that.
The focus on arts education is of huge interest to me, and I think kind of sits at the center of a lot of the other work. You know, it's the kernel, you know, where the seed can germinate for health. Our arts and corrections program is very crucial. It's very instrumental to us, you know, trying to grapple with this problem of what's going on in our prisons, and the arts have the capability to help inmates prepare for success once they get out and not come back, to help enhance whatever rehabilitation they want to go through. I think it also is really instrumental in improving the environment inside of the prison. You know, that the very tenor of what's going on in the yard can be shifted by having a vibrant arts program there. And that's of real interest to me. Well, one of the great perks of the job for me is that I get to go inside and I get to see some of these programs in action. I love our Jumpstart programs, the fact that we're working with the juvenile justice department more, and that working with the vets is huge too. It's very, very meaningful. There's no work here that isn't meaningful right now. It's just a strikingly amazing place to work because it's all so important, and everyone that works here the council members and the staff are all so passionate about the work. Pretty great.
You're listening to Art Waves on KHSU. I'm Wendy Butler, and my guest is new California Arts Council Director, Anne Bowne Crawford. Now, as a teacher, you know that often teachers feel overwhelmed with the amount of material that they are mandated to cover in classes. And of course, as we know, the mandates often do not include art. And to a certain extent, you've answered this, but I would love for you to talk further about what can a teacher do to include art in otherwise non-art subjects?
Well, I think actually it's a misnomer that people think that the other academics are so under stress by testing or whatever that they no one has time to teach art. It's not entirely true, especially with the Common Core standards these days. And the teachers are encouraged to do more project-based learning, more contextualized learning inside of their classroom. And the tests haven't adjusted to that. So it's less boilerplate than it used to be. And there are wonderful resources out there. There's some in our county that are just amazing. Arts articulation resources. There are experts that have grants in our Humboldt County schools that teachers can tap into and figure out. I mean, if nothing else, it's how can I make that math lesson stick more? Like, what can we do? Can we throw some art in there? Can we make some origami or build a stage set or whatever? And once kids start to do that contextualized learning, then the content that they're learning, that they're being asked to absorb in the scope of that, it really sticks there. And I think that the testing that's happening is reflective of that and can measure that more than the previous test that we had. I don't think it's as overwhelming as people might think. And there's a lot of good professional development out there for teachers that they can tap into at whatever capacity they have, at whatever type of bandwidth they have, in order to access resource. And we have, Stacey Young is a great person on the HCOE level for people to touch base with and say, hey, you know, I'd really like to put more art in. How can I do it? I won't have any time. She'll figure it out and point them in the right direction.
And I was wondering if you could speak to why arts makes a difference.
Just globally, like why does art make a difference? Or I mean, the arts connect people. Period. I mean, that's a big difference. The arts can make a connection in all different ways, in all different contexts. They become kind of a common language or a way for people to begin to empathize. And creating empathy is one of the most important things we all need right now in this world. And the arts provide that. They provide a space for that.
And finally, what is your earliest memory of art making in your own life?
My earliest memory?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We always made our own Valentine's.
Mm-hmm.
But I think probably in terms of being more something that was more public, we had, when I was growing up, one of our homes had a window in the kitchen that faced the kitchen window of my best friend's house, and there wasn't much space in between. And we always drew with paint on that window and sent the other family messages.
Huh.
And we would do scenes and words or whatever. And it would go back and forth. And then, of course, it would become a challenge depending on how intricate it was. It would be holiday-based. And I remember that really distinctly being the first time I'd really then art for something other than just myself. I mean, I'd always, ever since I could remember, painting or drawing or doing little paper mache sculptures. But that window painting was the first real sharing type of artwork I'd ever done. And I remember that really distinctly. I was glad you put that question in there because it kind of brought me back to that time.
And also it goes along with what you said about one of the important things about art making is the sharing, the communication, the empathy.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's why it stands out in my mind so much. It's always an exchange. On some level, it's always an exchange, a beautiful exchange.
Now, do you still make art?
I do.
And what type of art do you make at this point? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
Well, I have a simple answer and a complicated answer.
Oh, good.
I don't have as much time as I would like to be in studio, although I do have a studio practice of dealing with visual images and sound to a certain extent. A lot of the visual images are grounded in particular places with digital photography, and then I apply programming scripts with a language called Processing to them and end up printing them out or laser cutting them or something. And I'm fascinated by sound as well. The bigger picture, though, is that I think that most of what I do in my life is highly creative. So I really think that teaching is an art form. I really think that building partnerships and nurturing relationships and creating great, good work with other people is creative and is an art form. But personally, that's how I view it. So at this point in time, I feel like I'm extremely lucky to kind of be living in the midst of practicing art all the time. I don't know if that makes much sense or if people would disagree that you have to be in your studio to be making art, but I have a more global sense of what art making is for myself at this point in time.
Anne Baun Crawford, Director of the California Arts Council. To find out more about the Arts Council, program offerings, and grant opportunities, you can visit arts.ca.gov. And if you want to find out about local resources available for educators, you can visit Humboldt County Office of Education's website, and that's humboldt.k12.ca.us, and then click on Educational Services and then Arts Education. And then you'll find contact information for Stacy Young, HCOE's Visual and Performing Arts Program Manager. That's it for today's program. Please join me again Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. And you can also listen to Art Waves anytime online at khsu.org. And Art Waves is available for download from iTunes. Until next time, I'm Wendy Butler. Thank you for listening.